Blog Talk Radio.
Of June, everybody, soon to be 4th of July weekend, celebrating the country's independence, and what a wonderful time that is going to be. Definitely the 4th of July is one of my favorite holidays. Unfortunately, I'm going to be spending it away from most of my family in Kansas City, but I am in New York, so it should be fun nonetheless. Welcome to part two of the sex and religion discussion we started last week here on Relationships 360 Degrees. It's Tiffany Williams-Jallo. I'm a relationship enthusiast and host of this program, coming to you on Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And on Relationships 360, myself and my guests provide you with expert advice to help you repair, build, and maintain healthy, long-lasting relationships. And tonight we bring back Reverend Naomi King. She's the daughter of award-winning film producer and book author Stephen King, and helps thousands through her digital ministry, followers of the Unitarian Universalist faith through the Internet. And she recently contributed to a book called The Practices of Love, edited by Jonathan Brink, published by Civitas Press, in which she has an essay on loving one's enemy. And also back from last week is Ray Williams. He's a senior pastor of Vision Christian Center Church in Shreveport, Louisiana. And he just released an 11-CD series called A Woman's Worth. And we gave away a copy of that on last week's show. So congratulations to the listener who won that 11-CD series, again called A Woman's Worth. And I'm sure he's going to tell us later on how you can get your hands on that series if you were not last week's winner. And then I also have a new person that's on tonight on Relationships 360 for the first time to help kick off tonight's show discussion about same-sex marriage, the same-sex marriage bill that was passed in New York by a vote of 33-29 in the New York Senate last week. His name is John Lewis, and he's the legal analyst for Marriage Equality USA. He and his husband, Stuart Gaffney, have been together for over 24 years. They were plaintiffs in the historic California marriage case that established the freedom to marry for all committed couples in California before Proposition 8, and he's going to tell us some more about that. And on June 17, 2008, they were able to marry before Proposition 8 came into effect. And John and Stuart have been prominent voices for marriage equality for over 7 years. He's a graduate of Stanford Law School and a native of Kansas City, Missouri. And, of course, I mentioned that I'm going to be away from my family who is in Kansas City. So we have something in common, being natives of KC. So I would like to welcome you guys to the program, welcoming Pastor Ray and Reverend Naomi back to the show, and welcoming John Lewis to the show for the first time. I appreciate the three of you coming on tonight's program for an issue that's at the top of many people's minds, whether gay or straight, and that issue, of course, is same-sex marriage. So thank you guys for joining the show.
Thank you very much for having us.
Thank you. And listeners, as we talk, you can call in to speak to our panel of guests at 714-409-0610. And that number's on the show's Blog Talk Radio page. And our crew has so nicely posted it inside of the chat room, where you can always type your questions and comments. And again, if you want to join the conversation, give us a ring at 714 404-609-0610. And please click the raise hand icon so we know that you wish to speak. Of course, if you're not in a position to call in, you can post your comments and your questions in our chat room, and myself or our guests will address them live on the air tonight. So Reverend Naomi, Pastor Ray, you had a spirited discussion, as I mentioned earlier, about gay marriage on last week's show. And I asked both of you if the attraction to the same sex is a choice, is it a God-given choice? And Pastor Naomi, you said that God loves us in all of our diversity, just paraphrasing. And Pastor Ray, you said that if homosexuality was a choice, then why did God call it an abomination in the Bible? And why did he destroy the city of Sodom and Gomorrah, where most of the residents lived homosexual lifestyles, with the exception of Lot and his family? So that's just kind of a summary of where you guys stand on that issue. But, you know, regardless of what we choose to believe, there's a large faction of gays, lesbians, bisexuals, et cetera, that desire to have the same rights for their relationships as traditional marriages between heterosexuals do. And last Friday, the passage of a gay marriage bill in New York was an indication that the country, at least New Yorkers, the most populous state in this country, may be ready to give, you know, them what they want. So I want to bring you in, John Lewis. You're the legal analyst, again, for Marriage Equality USA, and it's an organization there that has very, very strong support for gay marriage. What was the language in the bill, in the New York bill that just passed, in a nutshell? And what was your reaction when you heard the news that it passed?
Well, we were just very, very pleased to see the Freedom to Marry pass in New York. And starting on July 25th, all loving, committed couples, including loving, committed same-sex couples, will be able to marry under our civil laws in the state of New York. And something that was really, really wonderful and encouraging about what happened in New York was it was the coming together of diverse people to support marriage equality. And for the first time, really, we saw a bipartisan effort of Democrats and Republicans and members of the legislature, which represent a very diverse state, such as New York, that came together and passed equality, and they did it together. And I found that so encouraging because the Freedom to Marry movement is ultimately about our common humanity and how nearly all of us have that instinct and inclination to want to love another person and to have family and to have kin and to be able to marry that special person that you love and want to spend your life with. And so it was just a tremendously exciting development that occurred in New York last week.
Okay, and I wanted to get the other two guest reactions as well. Pastor Ray, of course, you learned about this past Friday, sometime this week. Well, what is your reaction to the passage of the same-sex marriage bill in New York?
Well, I don't know any other way to say it other than I think it's a travesty. I think it's very unfortunate that you know, the moral high ground in America has not been taken, and I'm quite disappointed to hear that that bill was passed.
And Reverend Naomi?
Oh, there was a shout of joy from the Unitarian Universalist Convention in Charlotte. We were meeting in our annual meeting when the news came to us, and because we've been working for so long through our Standing on the Side of Love campaign for marriage equality, people were dancing and rejoicing and singing out.
Well, obviously, very diverse reactions on this issue. Wanted to, of course, this show is about sex and religion. It's framing this discussion, and wanted to hear from. Let's talk to Pastor first. about what you think the religious implications are for this same-sex marriage bill being made law in New York.
When you say the religious implications, you mean?
In terms of, do you feel like there will be any types of infringements on religious freedoms, that kind of thing? You talked about the moral high ground not being taken.
I think the moral high ground has not been taken. But I don't believe that for those of us who believe that that is not something that's conducive to Christian lifestyles or Christian standards, that is something that is against God. I'm certain that we will not be in a position where we're forced to adhere to that standard based on our religious beliefs. Do I think that's going to change or shape the way that we present Christian culture? I'd like to think not. I'm more than certain that it probably won't. Do I like to think that other states may follow suit? That very well could happen. I think the larger issue becomes is where do we go for a standard of living that's across the board? Like I mentioned last week, if in fact we're lobbying and fighting for gay rights, I mean, do gay people go to the bank and want gay bank accounts? You know, can I marry my monkey? Is it okay if I marry my pet? So at some point we have to lift a standard, and that standard must be held. And so do I think that from a spiritual and religious standpoint that we are going somehow into a danger zone? Yeah. Do I think it's going to affect the church that's going to take a stand? Absolutely not.
Okay, John, what do you have a response to what Pastor Ray just said? In terms of kind of like opening up a can of worms by passing the same-sex marriage bill.
Yeah, and I want to agree with Pastor Ray exactly that under the New York law and under any of these laws, the First Amendment of our Constitution protects religious organizations, and so any Christian church that does not want to marry a same-sex couple will not be required to do so. And the many Christian churches that do embrace same-sex couples will be able to marry them just like anybody else. As I said before, this is really about coming together and recognizing the diversity in our society. And on that level, this is about civil marriage. It's about our government and our collective. And I guess that's what I guess I could really contribute, and I wanted to express just what it was like for Stuart and me to be able to marry. And Stuart and I, in some ways, have a unique perspective on this because we have lived as a loving, committed couple and as a family with absolutely no rights and protections for our relationship, and that was the case for many years. We've been together, as I said, for 24 years, and so when we met in the 1980s, we had no rights and protections. And then California passed a domestic partnership law similar to a civil union law, and so we got some protections. But a civil union or a domestic partnership is really sort of a business relationship. And when we got our civil union, our domestic partnership, we went to a mails box, et cetera, copy shop, like a Kinko's, and we had it notarized. I don't know about you, but I just don't know of anybody who dreams of walking down the aisle between the photocopy machines up to a notary and having your family recognized and respected. But then, in 2008, when California established the freedom to marry for all loving couples, we had a marriage. We had a wedding. And all of our living parents, unfortunately my mother passed away while the lawsuit was going forward in order to be able to marry, but all of our parents were able to come with our cousins and brothers and sisters and friends and family, and it was a true celebration. Now when we say we're married, just it's a universal language that everybody understands. That means You're a family. And I know for us that we feel that we are now respected as part of the culture, as part of